USA News. I'm John Schaefer. No bailout for the banks. That's the promise from the White House. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says U.S. taxpayers are not on the hook.
The funds are from fees on banks and not taxpayers, so this is very different than what we saw in 2008.
However, President Biden said investors of SVB won't be protected and the management of that bank will be fired. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is reassuring depositors that their money's safe after federal regulators shut down Signature Bank in New York over the weekend due to what they called systematic risk.
We don't have any evidence that anyone else is in a situation like Signature at this moment. We want to make sure that there's not a ripple effect because of people getting anxious, start withdrawing, then it creates instability.
The bank's shareholders and debt holders will be wiped out. Signature Bank had been involved in the cryptocurrency industry, but officials say a particular sector wasn't the problem. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is out of the hospital. McConnell was released today after being treated for a concussion and minor rib fracture. He tripped and fell last week during a private dinner at a Washington, D.C. hotel. The 81-year-old will now go through physical therapy at an inpatient rehab facility before he returns home. Republican lawmakers are demanding bank records as part of their investigation into Hunter Biden and his business associates. House Oversight Chairman James Comer subpoenaed Bank of America asking for financial records related to three of Hunter's business associates. The GOP is investigating alleged influence peddling in the family's foreign business dealings. As it deals with threats posed by countries around the world, the Pentagon is asking for more money. It wants Congress to approve an $842 billion budget for the next fiscal year. Threats from Russia and China were cited as the reason they need more funding. And speaking of Russia, Americans' opinions of Russia have hit a new low. The Gallup 2023 World Affairs poll shows that 90% of Americans have an unfavorable opinion of Russia. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Depending on where in the country you live, you might not believe this, but the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says winters in the U.S. are getting warmer. They say the average temperature in the United States this winter was 34.9 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 2.7 degrees above average. This winter was also a wet one for much of the country, 0.9 inches of rain above average, making it the third wettest winter on record. Men who have been diagnosed with localized prostate cancer can now safely wait before undergoing radiation or surgery. That news coming from a new study published in the New England Journal of Medicine. It's good news, according to the researchers involved, because prostate tumor removal often causes incontinence and sexual problems. Some people in Georgia are pushing back over federal plans to rename a popular lake outside Atlanta.
Lake Lanier, the huge reservoir built on the Chattahoochee River, was named for poet Sidney Lanier. One of his most famous works is Song of the Chattahoochee, a poem about that river. But Lanier served in the Confederate Army, not as a general, but as a private, a member of the commission that suggested new names for military bases named after Confederate figures, says the commission never intended for Lake Lanier to be renamed. And now the Army Corps of Engineers says the renaming process is on hold. I'm Rich Johnson.
A California man is suing Buffalo Wild Wings over their boneless wings. In a class action suit, he claims the restaurant chain's boneless wings are more like chicken nuggets. He says that's false advertising. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.